Hi, this is Cherry Lee Mewis, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
My sister's love, it was my talisman. taken from the album Don't Mess With Me, which came out last year, Maggie Ross and the band, and a track called Talisman, and that's for Maggie. I think she knows why. Opening up the programme on The Raven and the Blues, on Talk Radio Europe, on Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Napa in Cyprus, Radio Belgrade, of course the podcast across the world. Welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. Let's stay with the ladies, move from the northeast down to the Midlands, and a girl making her debut on the show, but not before time. Her name is Lucy Zirins, and here she is with Hours to Waste. Zirins and Hours to Waste. Fine, fine track indeed. Let's stay with the ladies. Let's stay in the UK. Let's move now from the Midlands down to the South. It's amazing the number of bands who come and do sessions here on the Raven and the Blues. Often going to the BBC at Maida Vale for a session with Paul Jones. And if they're not going there, they're going to this next gentleman, Barry Marshall Everett, with The House of Mercy. Barry's partner Bex has got her new album out called The House of Mercy. Title track is rather fine. So featuring Bex on lead vocals and also guests like BJ Cole, Barry himself on harmonica, here is Bex Marshall and The House of Mercy.
Let the service begin. Bread and wine drinking. There's a love double bass all over it. There's a D-hop blowing. Let's get the stew pot going. But it don't matter. You can sleep all day.
First track on the album, title track of the album, that's The House of Mercy from Bex Marshall, and it's got the most number of people on that track, in the sense it's the Friends of the House of Mercy, which are many and numerous. Great fiddle playing there from Eileen Hardy, and some good congas as well from Danny Bryan, and of course Barry Marshall Everett himself on harp. That's Bex Marshall and The House of Mercy. Okay, let's leave the girls behind, let's leave the UK behind, head across to the States. An album which was released this week, to much acclaim, not only in the States, but also across the world, I guess. I saw a great article in The Guardian here in the UK with Rye Cooder. The album is called Election Special, and on this album, Rye pins his colours very definitely to his sleeve. There's no doubts about where he sits in the political spectrum. It's a great, great album. Here we are with a track from it called Kool-Aid. Thank you. Raikouda. Election special released this week, and that's a track called Kool-Aid. The tracks won't appeal to everybody, but if you like Raikouda, bearing in mind that Rai's discography covers all kind of genres over the years, and therefore when you buy a Raikouda album, you never really know what to expect. But this is Rai back to his blues roots. I like it a lot, and now you heard a track called Kool-Aid. There'll be more tracks to come in the weeks to come on the programme. Okay, that's brand new, so is this. This gentleman normally, he's done a couple of sessions on the boat. Comes from Austria, Hans Tasing. His new album is called Delta Time. Now, some while back, I guess about 7 or 8 years ago, he made an album with Terry Evans, and it went really well, and they haven't actually recorded it since. But this time what happened was that Hans Tasing went to California and sat in with Terry, and he and Terry put this album together. It's great, really is lovely. There are quite a few tracks on the album are written by Terry and Hans, but the one I've chosen is probably the most recorded blues track in the history of blues music, I would guess, written by Tampa Red way back some 80 years ago. This is Hans Tasing and Terry Evans together, and It Hurts Me Too.
Baby, put your little hands in mine. I've got something to tell you, baby. I know you're gonna change your mind. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Oh, I want you, baby, just to understand. Don't wanna be your boss, babe, I just wanna be your man. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. And you know it's true, I wouldn't mistreat you, baby. Nothing in this world is like you. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
So run to me, baby.
Run to me, girl.
Put your little hands in mine.
Put your hands in mine.
I've got something to tell you.
Oh, I want to talk to you.
I know you're going to change your mind.
Please change your mind.
When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Lightning was desire. This old house would have burned down.
There's flies in the kitchen. I can hear all the buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, have nothing to say?
It's a number I've loved for more than 40 years since it first came out, and I first heard it on the radio, well, played it on the radio by John Prine, played it to death. In those days, well, even now I kind of believe the originals are still the best, but then shortly after John Prine recorded it back in the early 70s, Bonnie Raitt made her version of it about the middle 70s, and that for me was the definitive version. And there you heard a little girl called Lara Price out of Northern California, Santa Cruz area, with a track from her album which came out, about a year ago, I guess, called Everything, and her version of Angel from Montgomery. And that was linked before that with a track from Hans Taysink and Terry Evans from their album Delta Time, which they recorded in Los Angeles in California, and an album which also has guesting on it, Ry Cooder, and of course before that, Ry Cooder from his brand new album Election Special. It's all kind of tied together. Let's leave America now and go down to Australia. Colin Briscoe, a long-time listener to the programme and also a presenter himself on an Australian radio station, said, "Can you play some more PJ O'Brien Jefferson Blues for me, please?" And I thought, that name doesn't ring a bell. Now, I know I'm getting old and my brain's going, but so I checked on my database, 8,616 tracks played, but no PJ O'Brien. So I did some research and found him and found his album, Jefferson Blues, just been released this year, so making his debut on the show. Thank you, Colin. Here he is, PJ O'Brien, and Turn On Your Light.
If you just turn on the light, everything'll be all right. If you give me half a chance, I can take this romance and give you all you could desire. Baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? Like the birds are to the bees, or the fish are to the sea, we're prince so. Promise to you to do all I can do to give you a life with no trouble or strife. I do it all for you. If you just turn on your light, everything'll be all right. If you give me half a chance, I can take this romance and give you all you could desire.
PJ O'Brien is his name. The album is Jefferson Blues, released this year. And there you heard Turn On Your Light. And staying with the failing memory of mine, we've got live guests coming up in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Looking forward to them enormously. In order, Sean Taylor next week, Magda Piskorczyk the week after that, Lincoln Durham, and the week after that, Wayne Baker Brooks. That's going to be quite... Oh, actually, no, I'm missing one. Something Blue is in there as well with tracks from their forthcoming album. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guests. I thought we had the Mustangs coming. Kirsty was going to call me, and she may have called me, but if she has, I've forgotten. Kirsty, the Mustangs aren't in my database as coming to do a session, but I believe you're going to be coming soon, but we're not quite sure when. To remind you of what they sound like, here are the Mustangs off their album from last year, and a track which originally done by Nick Lowe called Cracking Up.
Crack it.
I'm all wrong, you know. When I listened to that, when I was putting the show together, and I thought, I'll play something from the Mustangs, and I went on and went through the album and chose that particular track, and it sounded so much like Nick Lowe's cracking up. But then as I played the track then, I thought, actually, no, it's not like Mick Lowe's cracking up at all, is it really? So I then read the sleeve notes, and it's written by the band. But it's the fact the title and the beginning couple of bars sounded so similar. When the band come here, we'll have a chat about it. They'll probably give me a hard time. That's the Mustangs off the really great album The Shaman and the Monkey from last year. And that's cracking up. New album, still Talking Guitar, has been out about 2 months now. It's without his sidekick Annie Raines, sidekick of many years, Annie Raines, although she does appear on the album. This is great acoustic blues from Paul Rochelle. Here he is with One Dime Blues.
Sometimes I was standing on East Cairo Street one day. I was standing on East Cairo Street one day. I was standing on East Cairo Street one day. One dime was all I had. That's the meanest woman a man most ever seen. You want your friends to be bad like Jesse James. You want your friends to be bad like Jesse James. You want your friends to be bad like Jesse James. Take 2 6-shooters, highway, some passenger train.
So nice, an album I love to bits called Talking Guitar. It's Paul Rochelle and One Dime Blues. I was going to say thanks to all those who've made contact over the recent, I guess it's about 3 or 4 weeks, regarding the strange noise in the programme. Not every week and not every track, but a lot of the time, there was a little sort of buzzy noise for a few seconds. Sometimes it was loud, sometimes it wasn't quite so loud, and many people had commented on it, and I'd been trying to identify what it was, where it come from, well, you know, all that kind of stuff. In the end, I narrowed it right down to the little relay. I've got a little thing, so when I open the microphone, the speakers in the studio switch off, so you don't get this howl round and the feedback, and the little relay has been playing up. So that is now not quite fixed, but at least I'm not using it, and so therefore that little buzzy noise shouldn't, well, won't be there in the programme this week. And if you did drop me an email to dave@raven.dj, there are about a dozen of you all together, and I really should have a collection of all the names. Some put them on Facebook as well, but if you did, thank you. It helped. It didn't help me narrow it down, but it made me aware that it was actually quite a serious problem in a sense. Okay, let's stay with the albums from this year, go back to the early part of the year, one of my favourite albums then and now. Jennifer Magnus, Stronger For It. You got what you wanted.
You got what you wanted. Now you don't want what you got. Once I was a thrill to you, and suddenly I'm not. Was it my mistake to give you everything I got? You got what you wanted, and now you don't want what you got. In my ear,
maybe it's you.
Now you're just laughing in my face. Stay with you. You got what you wanted. Now you don't want what you got.
Jennifer Magnus, an album made after obviously quite a bad time in her life in a sense, and therefore it was appropriately called Stronger For It. Some really strong lyrics on the album, good track indeed. And You Got What You Wanted. Okay, where to now? I know what, the Nimmo Brothers. Their album came out about 3 or 4 months ago, really great album. Lots of good stuff on it, written by themselves, but this one I'm going to play now wasn't written by them, written by the band Free. Free was so important to me in the northeast of England in the early 70s, because as a stage and club DJ, as well as a radio DJ, I had to entertain the audiences. Now, the girls came along for Motown and Soul, that was dead easy, but the boys didn't like any of that Ponzi stuff. These were hard-working mining lads from the pit villages of Northumberland and Durham, and they didn't want to dance to Four Tops and Otis Redding. They wanted heavy metal, and so things like Black Sabbath, Paranoid, and Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, all that kind of stuff. I couldn't play that all night, of course, because the girls would leave the floor, so it was a strict balance. It was a difficult balance in between the two. So you'd play half a dozen Motown and Soul, and then you would play one heavy rock. The dance floor would then completely change gender, and all the girls would bugger off to the bar and the toilets, and the boys would then come on the dance floor and stand and just shake their heads. But one track, well, actually, it was more than one, about three or four, but one of the tracks which could guarantee to keep people on the dance floor, whatever their gender, was this one. So, Nimmo Brothers, and this is called Wishing Well.
Take off your hair, kick off your shoes. I know you ain't going anywhere. Run round the town, singing your blues. I know you ain't going anywhere. You've always been a good friend of mine.
you're trying to do.
Load up the fight, you will live to be right.
And someday the sun will shine through. You've always got something to hide, something you just can't tell. And the only time that you're satisfied with your feet in the wishing well. I know what you're wishing for, love and a peace for the world, love and a peace for the world, love and a peace for the world.
Memories for me flooding back. Because of the way I was working two live dance floors and often on sprung stages and all that kind of stuff, and of course playing records, not CDs and all that fancy things, keeping the stylus on the record was difficult, and so we had much heavier playing weights than we would normally have on a proper hi-fi. And I would increase the weight by a sort of, not quite taping pennies onto the pickup head, but literally adding weights to it, so it didn't bounce around when people were bouncing around on the dance floor, which meant it kind of dug holes in the records. And a couple of records, Bob and Earl's Harlem Shuffle, and that one, you could pick the record up and under the lights of the stage you could see the groove where the opening track was. I'd played it so often. Good to hear it again, and a good version there from Stevie and Alan Nimmo, the Nimmo Brothers, from their album Brother to Brother, and that is called Wishing Well. Okay, Wes Weston, Bluesonics, and Lazy Lester from, a couple of years ago, One More Once, and Been Walking By Myself.
This has been a beautiful night.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying every bit of this. Are you enjoying this like I am? You know, well, you have the easy job. Yeah, I have the hard job. Tell me, babe. Baby, what are you gonna do? Tell me, babe. Baby, what are you gonna do? You have traveled the world over, baby. Honey, but you won't be. I've been walking all by myself. These all of my ways. I've been walking all by myself. Yeah.
If I can't walk with you, baby, have to find somebody
way to run down the programme. Lovely slow finish, almost. That's Wes Weston, Lazy Lester, and Wes Weston's Bluesonics, and One More Once, taken from the album from a couple of years ago, and Been Walking By Myself. Let's close the show with another slow track. Mike, Dr. Blue McEwen, has been working up at the Edinburgh Festival, doing gigs on stage, busking on street corners, a whole range of different things, all part of his sort of ongoing work, his life as a touring musician. Let's play a track from his album Heaven Bound, which came out last year, and close the programme with it as well, which is, I think, fairly opposite, nice and slow as well, called Hear the Devil Calling. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. Email address dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj. Everything you need to know is there. Please come back in a week's time and hear some more great blues. But from me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I'll hear the devil calling, baby, he's calling out my name. I'll hear the devil calling, baby, he's calling out my name.
stay one step ahead of the game.
He's got my name on number. Baby, I could hear the devil calling me. He's got my name on number. Baby, I could hear the devil call. He's got my name on number. I'm sitting here waiting. I say waiting for the call. Hear the bottom. The bottom of the bottle is just one low.